This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous. We want to wish everyone a good morning and a good Memorial Weekend for 2022 as we memorialize those who lost their lives in defense of our country. Camp Courageous is honored to host past National American Legion Commander David Rabine on this special day. David is currently the president of the American Legion Foundation for the state of Iowa, a wonderful friend and supporter of Camp Courageous. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational and a respite care facility for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it is time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous congratulates WMT on its 100th anniversary as Camp Courageous celebrates its 50th anniversary this year. Half of WMT's existence has been spent supporting Camp Courageous starting in 1972 with WMT sports broadcaster Tate Cummins and his wife Dottie. Camp Courageous has been forever grateful. This past week has been summer orientation for the entire staff. It has been a week full of information and activities. Camp Courageous' incredibly dedicated and caring staff will always be what makes it unique. A big thank you to Dennis Eagle for giving Camp the opportunity to give a program to the Cedar Rapids Lions this past week. Had a wonderful time with them. Today is the final day of Fairways Roundup for Camp Courageous. Participating Fairways stores are allowing customers to round up to Camp Courageous with the closest dollar. The Fairway cashiers will give customers the option, and we appreciate those people that are rounding up for today. Make plans for a family fun day for Camp Courageous, a fishing derby on Saturday, June 4th in Palo, Iowa. Registration starts at 7 a.m. and the derby runs till throughout the day. So we appreciate people coming out and being a part of that. The need for the week is camp's existing fuel tanks no longer meet the new insurance standards for safety, and so we're in the process of raising some money to purchase two 550-gallon horizontal FireGuard gas tanks. One will be for diesel, one will be for regular gas. We'll also be purchasing a Level 3 EV supercharger for electric vehicles. So this will give Camp Courageous a lot of opportunities in the future, and we appreciate you folks thinking about donating to this. Donations of $1,000 or more will actually have their names listed on these pieces of equipment. These past few weeks, we've had Camp's dear friends from Methwick Community and Cottage Grove Place in Cedar Rapids, along with Oak Knoll in Iowa City, attend camp. I thought you would enjoy hearing Lindsay Reed, a certified recreational therapist at Oak Knoll Retirement Residence, talk about her residence experiences here at camp.
Yep, my name is Lindsay Reed, and I'm with Oak Knoll Retirement Residence out of Iowa City, Iowa. This is our fifth year coming out here, so we've been coming for five summers and have loved it every year. The other day, I totaled up how many people have come over the 5 years, and it was around 145 residents, at least that were pictured. So I believe there were approximately 20 residents that are returners because they've loved it and had so much fun. They are willing, most are willing to give it a go, and usually if they see somebody else trying it first, they're willing to step up and try whatever may be in front of them. The whole idea for us to come to camp is to enjoy being outside, enjoy that camping experience. You know, we've had from bonfires and s'mores 5 years ago when there was snow on the ground to zip lining when it's 85 degrees out. So Camp Courageous has such a wide variety of activities that you're able to do a multitude of things. We're super thankful that camp is adaptive and they can figure out how to make it work for all of our residents. Their residents from all three levels of care have come to camp. Residents who have more capabilities than maybe others, and camp has adapted and adjusted as needed, which has allowed all sorts of residents to be able to enjoy the camping experience. One of my favorite memories was just last year when we had two residents who live in our memory care unit. Both are physically mobile. And they can walk. They both got up on to the Burma Bridge, one on one side and one on the other side. They both got across and rang the bell together. And they were surprised. We were all surprised, but so thankful. And it was such an exciting moment because it's something that they, us, their families had never really thought possible. When you're living in a retirement community in a memory care unit and you need 24-hour care, it's not something that you think of that you're going to just be able to go out and do. And they had that opportunity to do it here, and it was a really awesome experience. So one of my other favorite memories was year two when we were here. We had a resident who was 105 years old who was here. She was in a wheelchair, and they got her up on the zip line, and they sent her down, and she just smiled from ear to ear, and she absolutely loved it. And we found out that day that she was the oldest resident to have ziplined on that zip line here at camp, and she talked about it for months, and it was just a highlight of her life potentially, or you know, especially of the last few years. It is definitely well worth our time to come out here. We are in Iowa City, and so there's lots of buildings and houses around us, and there's some greenery and some parks, but to be able to get out into nature and to do the things amongst the trees and with the fresh air, it does a body good, you know, both mentally and physically, and we've seen wonderful responses from many, many residents, and it's something that we'll continue to try and do moving forward.
We hope you have a wonderful Memorial Weekend and a great coming week. Thank you for listening.